This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. President Bush is campaigning for re-election this week by saying he kept a promise. During his first campaign, the president endorsed a prescription drug benefit for seniors, and he signed one into law. But when he traveled to the battleground state of Missouri to promote that accomplishment yesterday, Mr. Bush faced criticism for the way that benefit is being delivered. Some seniors complain about the benefit, while others haven't signed up at all. NPR's Julie Rovner reports.
Medicare officials have worried in recent days that low-income seniors have been slow to sign up for new prescription drug discount cards. Everyone who signs up can get discounts, but those with the lowest incomes can also get $600 this year and next to help pay for their medicines. So President Bush was happy to accompany 74-year-old Wanda Blackmore to the Hy-Vee Pharmacy in Liberty, Missouri, and watch her use her new card.
And her drugs, I think, which would have cost her $19, cost her $1.70, something like that, just about the range we're talking about. It. I may not have the numbers exact.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't pay for it. Yeah, the receipt's in her purse, I know. But
the president also took on critics of the program who complain it's too complicated for seniors to sort their way through dozens of different cards that offer different prices on different drugs at different pharmacies.
And just because it may seem complicated, that's not a good, I think people should not use that as an excuse to participate, because you're going to find there's good discounts. There's good savings.
But Democrats aren't convinced the discounts are so good. Presumptive Democratic presidential nominee John Kerry spent the day preparing for a two-week push on broader economic issues, but his campaign dispatched Iowa Governor Tom Vilsack and former Connecticut Congresswoman Barbara Kennelly to take on the drug cards. Kennelly, who's now president of the National Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare, said there's a lot about the cards seniors just don't like.
The senior gets a card and can't change it till the end of December, and the drug companies can change the discount or the drugs covered every week. Now, right there, it's a pretty bad thing.
And Kennelly says she worries this is just the beginning of what seniors will experience next year, when they'll have to start all over to select a plan to provide more comprehensive prescription drug coverage starting in 2006.
When you see the confusion and you see the problems with the card, you could only imagine what the problems are going to be with the bill itself, with the legislation that was passed, and that's much more serious.
Meanwhile, the Bush administration is still scrambling to resolve a problem with the cards that cropped up last week. It turns out the Department of Agriculture was interpreting the Medicare law in such a way that low-income beneficiaries who signed up for the cards could see their food stamps reduced. On Friday, agriculture officials posted a statement on the department's website that said those who receive the Medicare subsidies will, quote, experience no impact on their eligibility or benefits for food stamps, but they still won't say how they plan to accomplish that. USDA declined NPR's request for an interview, but David Super of the liberal think tank, the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, says food stamp officials have their work cut out for them.
I think this is going to be a complicated thing to fix, not an impossible one, but a difficult one.
The problem, says Super, is that food stamps, like taxes, let individuals take deductions for their medical expenses. If they stop having those expenses, their deductions go down, their available income for food goes up, and their food stamp allotment is reduced accordingly. To accomplish what they've promised, Super says agriculture officials will need more information than beneficiaries who get the drug cards are likely to be able to provide.
In order to keep the discount card from resulting in reduced food stamps, you have to keep giving people credit for the same expenses they would have had if it weren't for the card. And since people won't be getting itemized statements, that will be a hard thing for them to figure out.
Super, however, says that what worries him more is that low-income seniors who get food stamps won't sign up for the drug cards at all.
In fact, someone is going to be better off with both benefits than they would be with either one by themselves. But we've got a lot of evidence that this population, the low-income elderly, does not tend to sign up for these programs very much in the first place, health or food. And I'm concerned that this could make that problem even worse.
USDA officials won't say when they'll announce what they plan to do about the food stamp problem. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.